Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live from Cornerstone Church in Wheeler, Texas, along the Kingdom Keys network of stations. Beginning in 1986, this program has been an outreach to the community with compelling Christian talk, Bible study, guests, and callers. And in the last days, we are here to remind you that God is on the move in your life and in your local community.
Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go. I know. God is on the move today.
Your host for the program is Natalie Thomas. Join us now for tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We're glad that you are here. Sure hope that you had a good Thanksgiving. Actually got Miss Tara Carter on the line. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I am good and just, you know, enjoying and loving life.
Good. Me too.
That's what we're supposed to do, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, I hope that everybody in your family had a good time seeing each other. We had a really good message a couple of Sundays ago, and it's just like, you know what? You don't have to worry about the family. The family can be, just let God love them right where they're at, right in the middle of whatever it is that they want to do, and we don't have to worry about it.
Yes. Yes, that is so true. That is so good.
Yes, and so anyway, so it has been a few months since I have heard from you, and I know you have been a busy lady.
Yes, it has been really good, though. I'm just extremely thankful and just excited to see what the Lord has coming for this next year. So, yeah.
Yeah, and so I've seen that you've been doing some rodeoing, is that right?
Yeah, so the fertility stuff, more so right now, is kind of what's going on for me. So that's going to be like your younger horses. But it's a really exciting time of year for trainers and jockeys because the babies that we've been working on for quite some time now, they got to start competing last week. And so that's really exciting because it's just kind of the start of their career. And now you get to move forward with them, you know, in competition.
Yes, that's neat. You know, I don't know a whole lot about that. But remind our listeners where it is that you are located and just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm located in Sudan, Texas. And everything that I do is for the Lord. So there's no separation with work and ministry. Everything that I do, I just pray that it glorifies Him, and I just pray that people see Him through me and it points them to the Lord. I also train barrel horses, and I have a salon as well. So I start colts and train them, and I pro rodeo too. But that, as for me getting to pro rodeo a lot, that will be in God's timing. So it's whatever God's will, wherever I tell the Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go as long as you go with me. I'll do whatever you want me to do as long as you do it through me, but I will not go anywhere without Him. I just want Him to live through me. I just want to offer my life as an offering, as a living sacrifice, and, you know, knowing that He is everything to me, no matter what I'm going through. Everything is always good because I have Him. So that's kind of a short summary of what kind of goes on in my life.
Hey, that's awesome. And we actually had you on the show, several months ago, after we had actually had a women's conference at the A Mile South here in Wheeler. And so if any of our listeners want to go back and check that out, you can either go to our website at SundayNightLive.org, or you can go to Google Podcast or Spotify Podcast and just look up the one that has Kara Carter on there, and you can go back and listen to that. But now that we've got you here in a couple of months, it was summertime, and now we're going into the winter. And I was just wondering, you know, is the Lord putting anything on your heart for the next coming year, or some next steps for you?
Man, like, you know, there's times where it's like, I think, you know, I have, you know, he tells us certain things, and there's certain things that he just has us walk out by faith. But, you know, for me, my biggest thing this year, you know, my life scripture is at Acts 20:24, and I'll just say that for the people that don't know it, it's, however I consider my life worth nothing to me, my only aim is to finish the race and to complete the task of the Lord Jesus Christ has given me, the task of testifying the good news of God's grace. And so for me, as I feel like he's kind of brought me out of the, out of the wilderness a little bit. You know, he kind of put me in solitary for a long time to really get me at that place where, I truly, truly, truly knew him. I truly know him. I truly know his voice. And so, I am at that place now where, like, I crave so I have to have a lot of alone time with the Lord, and I want everybody to be able to experience that. And so, like, this coming year, you know, for me, as I feel like he's kind of bringing me out in the public a little bit more, my biggest thing is testifying the good news of God's grace and his love and his forgiveness, and how, you know, there's so many people that are just in bondage because they don't forgive. And if we, and I know that we talked about this some last time, but the depth of forgiveness, when you can truly walk in forgiveness and truly understanding that this is not a battle between flesh and blood, this is a spiritual battle, you know, it's a spiritual battle. When you truly, truly, truly understand that, it's very easy not to be mad at people because you understand that there's an evil influence behind the issue. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's
so much easier not to be mad at people whenever you understand where the underlying cause is. And so you start wanting to help those people, and it's just real easy to forgive because you understand that it's not flesh and blood. And so for me, just walking by the Holy Spirit and through the Holy Spirit in every moment, and just praying, you know, that people will see the love of Christ through me, and just that it points them straight to Jesus. And, you know, there's so much freedom when we're able to walk in forgiveness and not be offended by things, and not playing a victim, because I just feel it's so important to know that no matter what, God is sovereign over all, and nothing is big enough to mess up his plan for us, as long as we don't quit and as long as we remain in him, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's so good. And it's just, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say, like, you know, for this coming year, I mean, really, you know, the horses, they're kind of the vehicle. I feel like that's kind of the area God has got me at ministering a lot right now. That gets me to different places. It gets me around people. But I love the fact that I live at Sudan, Texas, and I'm out here alone with the Lord so much. So when I leave here, I feel like I can just pour out to people, right? And then when I get places, I try to just get alone with the Lord a lot, and obviously live with him every moment. But man, you know, like, we were gone to Guthrie, Oklahoma for like a week this last week. By the time we got done, I was ready to come home and just be alone with the Lord. I mean, I come back to my family, praise God for my family. But what I'm saying is it's very quiet out here. There's no distractions. And it's just very, very, he just fills me up. And I just pray that he fills me up a billion times faster than I can pour out to people, you know.
Yes. Well, you know, you had talked about the spiritual battle, and it's just, I don't believe in coincidences. And so, you know, over this last week, I have had a couple of messages that I've heard and just some different things that have come to my mind about the spiritual battle. We, you know, we have a spiritual battle within ourselves that we have to fight. You know, we are the ones with the authority. We're the ones that when the enemy tries to come in, because that's his goal. He's seeking to whom he may devour, and he's looking to destroy us. But we are the only ones that can stand up and stop it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think we touched base on this just a little bit last time too, but, you know, Mark 11, 22 through 25, that's one of my favorite scriptures as well. And it says, say to the mountain to be cast into the sea. And if you truly believe that you received it and you have no doubt in your heart, then it will be yours. But if you hold a grudge against anyone, forgive them, so your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. You know, I think so many people don't realize that that they could literally be blocking themselves from blessings by holding in unforgiveness, by keep holding a grudge. And whenever people start to realize that they're not hurting the other person by not forgiving them, they're actually just hurting themselves and keeping themselves from blessings and keeping themselves from walking in the fullness and the freedom that Christ has for them.
That is so good. That is so true. And oftentimes it sneaks up on us and we don't realize that we have allowed that offense to come in, or that grudge, or that thing, that lack of love that we're having for that person. We don't realize that we've even allowed ourselves to get to that point. And then before we know it, we're in it. It's almost like the word that comes to mind is like a desperate state. Like we need the Lord. Like we feel alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as we are talking about that, you know, I think about those scriptures, and I just think about, you know, that battle that we're fighting. You know, what are some of the tools that we can use to fight that spiritual battle?
Yeah, so for me, you know, I know that we talked about this some too. I love declaring scripture over my life, because we know that the Lord's promises are yes and amen, and they do not return void. For the word actually says that God watches out for his word to go out and perform it. And so for me, that is such a weapon. Being, you know, declaring scripture over your life, you know, just saying things that are true, about you and the Lord. You know, I'm a child of the one true King. I am covered. I am marked. I am sealed. I am protected by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed shall prosper against me. And the Lord is my vindicator. The Lord, he gets justice. The Lord is my vindicator. I don't have to. All I have to do is pray and remain in him. He goes out and fights the battle for me. You know, he dispatches and he sends forth his angels to fight on my behalf in the spiritual realm. You know, just knowing that he does that, but remaining in him and just praying. Because what I noticed is, like, there is so much power in prayer. You know, a lot of times whenever I get alone by myself, just it's amazing. I pray, and we said this at that women's conference, we pray until the chains fall off. We pray until you feel that shift in the atmosphere. We pray until that yoke is broken off of our neck. For, you know, Isaiah 10:27 says the anointing breaks the yoke. And no kidding, like, you know, literally, like, I have felt that yoke break off my neck so many times. And the word says that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And it truly is. But I think that so many times people, they know scripture, but they don't truly believe it. And something that God's had on my heart lately is John 3:16, for it says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But the thing is the word also says that demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So there's a different kind of belief in John 3:16. That is a deep belief. That is a knowing. That is I want to live for you belief. Like, I believe in you, I want to live for you. But so many people don't understand the depth of the belief in that scripture. And so I think that so many times people know scripture, but they don't truly believe it with all their heart. So they still worry. So they still stress. So they're like, well, what if? But we have to have that knowing and that belief that scripture is as real as the hand we have on our hand. You know, it's as real as something. Mm-hmm. It's actually more real than what's in the physical. The spiritual is actually, I feel, more real than the physical. A lot of times, you know, it's like things always they start in the spiritual realm and manifest to the physical realm. And we have to know, I mean, that's where it starts. And so we just have to hold on to knowing that his word does not return void, but we have to believe it. We have to cast all doubt into the sea and truly believe. And it's a belief of a knowing with all your heart, with all your body, with all your mind, with all your soul. You want to live for him. You want to live for him. You believe. You truly believe with all of your heart. And so for me, like, I feel like a lot of times, you know, so many people know scripture, but they don't truly believe it with all their heart. They don't truly believe it. And see, a scripture that God brought to my attention not too long ago that hit me so deep was Luke 1:45. And it says, you are blessed because you believed the Lord would do what he said. And it hit me so hard because I love that, because God is looking for faithful people. He wants to take us from glory to glory and from victory to victory, but he tests us because he is preparing us for something bigger, for something better, for something greater. But if we don't pass the test, he can't move us forward, and he wants to move us forward. And so I'm always like, you know, Lord, please increase my faith. Give me bigger faith. Like, I want to have the faith. I want to have the faith that I need to do everything that you've called me to do through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, all for the glory to God. And none of it's about me. It's about being a representative of Christ and pointing people straight to the Lord, you know?
Yeah. And I think about that, and I think so many times that we read the word, like what you're saying, we read it, but do we believe it? And we feel like for some reason we have to use our own ability to bring these things to pass that God's showing us. I want you to do this, or I want you to do that, or whatever it is that he's, you know, mm-hmm. leading us to do, or, you know, whatever it may be in your job, or like you said, you're involved with horses, and, you know, what is God telling us to do? And we tend to try to take that on ourselves, but we need to believe the word for what it says, that it's not about us. It is nothing. We have zero in the equation.
That's right. And you know what? Like, it's so, whenever I just see, like, his sovereignty, I feel like I'm understanding his sovereignty more and more and more all the time, which has brought me so much more peace in everything. And I feel like, you know, I'm always like, Lord, force me where you want me. I don't care. Like, all I want to do is be in your will. And so, like, for example, I had told this lady, you know, that I could take one of her horses, but I couldn't take both of them. I had promised another lady a spot. Well, about, I don't know, probably a week goes by, and the other lady called me, and she said, it's going to be like 6 weeks. Her horse had gotten hurt. And so I called the lady that wanted me to take another horse, and I said, hey, I can put 45 days on your mare. I said, but then I said, I'll have to bring in that other horse. Well, God just moved, because that horse that came, that wasn't supposed to come, that God made a way for never left my place. Like, he made a way for me to have her, and she's the horse that the Refined by Fire 7 that that brought God glory last week. You know, he just makes a way when we don't see a way, and he just puts people in places, and he does things, and he aligns things that need to be done, and he does it perfectly, and he can do it in a way that no man can do it, and it's just amazing, you know, but just trusting mm-hmm. him.
Yes, so that is so good, because we just say yes, we go, we do what he says to do, and in the meantime, he will connect us with the people, with the things, and whatever it is that we need for what it is that he's leading us into. And it has
yes.
to be absolutely with nothing with what we said or we did or our education or how bad we messed something up. And we need to remember that.
Yeah, and the other thing is like he got that other horse to the person it's supposed to be with, but he aligned it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he
yes.
knew what horse was going to fit each person the best. He knew what horse was supposed to, he already knew this before the horse was even born, like who he was going to place it with. And I think knowing that he's already in our tomorrow brings so much peace as well. He already knows the outcome of all of this, you know?
He does. And that's where we have to put our faith and our belief in knowing that we're just going to say yes to God because we don't know what's on the other side, but
yes.
God does. And so even though, yeah, we're going to walk into a situation that we know this is where God wants us, he says, hey, I want you to go here, and I want you to do this. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to go, and I'm going to do this. And we don't know why or what, but God does. But it's going to lead us to contacts. It's going to lead us where we can, you know, grow in what he has called for us. And,
yes.
you know, you said, yeah, to grow, you know, when I think about, any time that we come as a Christian in our life and we feel like, okay, we're coasting, you know, or we're doing good, it's never a level playing field. It's never level. It's always an upgrade. It's always,
yes.
you know, like if you're on the treadmill and you incline it, you're going to incline it at least 1 or 1.2. Look, we're supposed to be at an incline with our
yes.
walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
It's always an incline.
Yes, and I think that when people are not trying to grow, that's when they get bored, and that's whenever they get stagnant in their life. And it's like you've got to fan that flame because that keeps things spicy. That keeps things awesome. That keeps things fire. And, you know, it's like that intimate relationship. Like, once you've experienced that with the Lord, like, you don't want anything other than that. Like, you want to be more in love with him every moment. You want to be more on fire for him more every moment, because there's no better feeling than feeling that intimate presence with the Lord.
Yes, and having that, you know, that excitement and that joy and that fun of knowing to see what God is going to do next. We don't
yeah.
know, but we just know he is doing something because he's on the move. God is always on the move.
Yes, he is. He is. And truly knowing that he wants the best for us, because I know that sometimes, you know, I think people think they know better than God does. Well, I'll tell you, I found out the hard way that is very wrong. And so just trusting that he wants the very best for each and every one of us, and knowing that his ways are so much higher, so much bigger, so much better than ours. We have to lean on his understanding and not our own, because he has so many more layers, and he has so much more understanding than we do. We can't even start to comprehend the fullness. You know, we're going to be learning forever more about him. We're never going to know everything. There's always more with God.
Yes. Yes. And so, you had said something earlier in the show, and it kind of struck a chord with me, and I've kind of have not said much about it, but, you know, you had talked about when we are in an offense or we hold a grudge against people, that's going to keep us from that favor and that blessing that the Lord wants for us. Mm-hmm. And so as you were saying that, I really felt like that was probably, I mean, here I'm going to say this on the radio and be vulnerable, but, you know, that's probably a word for me today, because I have noticed that, because I typically am someone that just loves and, you know, loves people, but I have gotten caught up into offense against people and have taken that personal. And what happens is the more you have that, the more you build on that, and the more you begin to look through that lens of offense towards those people and towards other people, and then before you know it, it's not God-centered.
Right.
And so I just appreciate you bringing that up, because I have been, you know, looking at my relationships and evaluating, you know, those that I've had some offense with, and I felt like I have, it seems like just when I think that, okay, yeah, I love them, I've gotten over that offense, and then just this morning I had another relationship that came up, and I thought, I don't want to have anything to do with those people, and I thought, oh, Lord, there's some more offense coming up in me, and it's because he loves me that he's bringing that up.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful that the Lord brings those things to light, that I can say, okay, I don't want to get back in that blinded state of offense where all you can see that, you know, your thinking is distorted is what happens. You're not thinking the way God wants you to think. You're not allowing God to think through you, you know. You're thinking with that offense in the back of your mind. And so I just want to tell you, thank you for saying that, because I do believe that. I believe we're in a spiritual battle. We have to watch offense and just believe God and just do what he says to do.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and just showing everybody Christ's love no matter what. I mean, I will say, you know, there are certain people that, you know, if you want peace in your life, you know, it's probably best that you don't, you know, get too close to certain people, because there's certain people that if they're not fully centered in Christ, they might not even realize that the enemy uses them, and he tries to use them to distract God's children or to throw arrows at them. You know what I mean? And so I feel like we have to also be very smart and be very careful, like, because, you know, Jesus, he would be around the crowd, but there was only a select few that were with him all the time. And then there was even fewer, I believe it was Peter, James, and John, that, you know, were up there with him on the Mountain of Transfiguration. The crowd, the more important things were, the fewer people he let in. Does that make sense? So we have to also be very aware, you know, on certain things, not to just, you know, we have to be careful, I believe, with that as well, but to also show everybody Christ's love. And so in that, I always just try to let the Holy Spirit lead me, you know, because I don't want to give the enemy any foothold. I don't want to give him any crack in a door. No, I want every door deadbolt locked shut to the enemy.
That's right.
I only want the doors open for me that God wants open for me. And so I'm very careful with my surroundings and who I hang out with. But at the same time, I'm trying to show Christ's love to everybody and spread the gospel to everybody. But some people, you know, if they're lukewarm, I just feel like they don't even realize when they're being influenced by an evil spirit. And I know, and it's easy not to get mad at them, because I know what is behind it. But
yeah, those that don't.
Yeah. But I will say this too, you know, I have literally, you know, I have seen people just completely, God completely transformed their lives because they see a certain Christian walk solid and walk consistent in Christ for years. I've seen God transform other people's lives because those people, you know, that person or whatever, they were really running the race with Jesus, and they were consistent. And so they weren't being a hypocrite. I feel like a lot of times so many people don't even know how to live because they've never seen somebody live every moment for Jesus. But mm-hmm. whenever those people see other people living every moment for Jesus, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, but living every moment for Jesus, they want that because they want that because it's something this world does not have to offer. It is supernatural. It is coming from a higher place, you know?
That's right. That's right. And they desire the real, and
yes.
they desire pureness and wholeness. And
yes, that's exactly what I was going to say, wholeness and fullness, you know, and the Lord. You know, I'm just so thankful that he chose us. And, you know, I'll say this. I don't know how much time we have left, but I'm not even kidding you. I watched God run a kid down the other day. I'm talking run him down. This kid was from California. He was in the Air Force, or I think he's fixing to get out of the Air Force. But anyways, make a long story short, the Lord brought him to my salon. I have done his roommate's hair for years. Anyways, brings him to my salon. We were talking, and I was like, I said, well, Jesus loves you. And he said, what? And I said, yeah, Jesus loves you. And I was like, has nobody ever told you that before? And he was like, no. Anyways, okay, so this was like probably 5 months ago when I met, like when all this started. Mm-hmm. I've seen this kid probably 4 to 6 times since then. And every time, and I'm very blunt with him. I'm very bold with him, but I show him Christ. I'm like, Holy Spirit, just speak through me. I show him Christ's love, but I don't hold back. He just keeps, God keeps drawing him here. He keeps showing up. Well, the other day he was like, I said, the Lord is calling you. I was like, it's just a matter of whether you say yes or not. And he said, how do you know? I said, because God knew you weren't going to go to a church. He brought you here to the salon. He knew that I would tell you about Jesus. And I said, you keep coming back. God wants you. He wants you. And anyway, to make a long story short, his roommate messaged me the next day and said that that kid had given his life to Christ. And he asked if I would baptize him.
That is so cool. Isn't God good?
Yes, he's just amazing. Like, literally, this kid, I was like, because he, you know, he thought of religion. And I'm like, no, it's about having a personal relationship with Jesus. It's about living every moment with him. He wants to be a better father to you than the best earthly father ever could be. He's done it for me. He wants to do it for you. And literally, I'll tell you what kind of started the thing the last time I talked to him was, we were explaining the rapture. I was explaining the rapture and all that, and he was like, hold on, what? He was like, where are y'all going to go? And we're like, we're going to be with Jesus. And he was like, what's going to happen to the people that are left behind? And we were explaining to him, and he was like, what? And I was mm-hmm. like, yeah. And I was like, I'm just telling you, like, God can come back whenever he wants. Like, I'm not putting a time or a date on it, but we need to be ready. And
well, and that's what the word says. We have to be ready in and out of season.
Yes, yes. And so, but this kid has gave his life to Christ, and all the glory to God, because honestly, and here's another thing. God is just so faithful, and he's so good, and he can use anybody. I mean, he can use an ordinary person like me. He can use an ordinary person like you. He can use anybody that wants to be a willing vessel, you know? And what's so cool is if God would have told me before that kid showed up that night, there were so many questions. If he would have told me before, I probably would have been like, oh my word, I need to study on Revelation. But instead, it was like the Lord was just like, trust me. I didn't know what was coming. That kid asked so many questions, and the Holy Spirit just answered every one of them.
And you know what? That reminds me, we had a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that we were talking about is most of the time God don't really tell him, you know, what's going on. He just does that. He said, because if I knew, he said, I'd mess it up.
Right? I would have probably overthought it.
Yeah.
And that's
so
one reason why I like this radio show. I feel like it's so led by the Holy Spirit, because when you're like, hey, do you want to do the show? I'm like, I don't know what's fixing to go down, but Holy Spirit, just take over.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, I'm like, God's just amazing. And here, that's why I just encourage people to never quit praying for the prodigals, never quit praying for your family, because they cannot outrun God. They cannot outrun God. They will, I believe with all my heart, just like Deuteronomy 30 says, they will be put at a T in the road. They will have to choose life or death. And we pray that they choose life, because God wants them. God wants them. And we just have to keep praying, because we don't even have to know how God's going to do it. You know, his family, he probably had some grandma or something praying for him. His family, the last place they probably thought he was going to hear about Jesus was a salon.
Well, yeah.
But it's like, no, that's another reason why we cannot separate ministry and work. It is part of our ministry.
And that is so good, because that's what, you know, I've really over this last year is, it's not about the person that's behind the pulpit. It's about the person that is in the community around the people.
Yes.
Where has God placed you in the community?
Yes.
Where are you at? What job are you in? Well, guess what? Those people that are around you, that is your mission field.
It is. And I'm so thankful that I feel like, you know, there's people that are getting that word out, and they're encouraging people like, hey, you are good enough. You're good enough because Christ lives in you. Spread the gospel.
That's right.
You're good enough because of him, not because of anything we've done or anything like that, but because of him, you're good enough. Show people Christ, you know, let them see Christ through you. And that's why I'm like, hey, it doesn't matter what you've done. Our worth is not in ourselves. Our worth is in him.
That's right.
And so pick up your chin and fix your eyes on Jesus and move forward in what he's called you to do, you know?
That's right. That's right. And it all goes back to, it's not about us. It's about God, and it's about Jesus, and it's about bringing about that in every conversation or thing that we do, brings glory to him.
Yes.
And that scripture says, deny yourself, take up my cross and follow me.
Yep.
That's what that means. That means that it doesn't, you're not considering your own self. You're not considering how that's going to make you look. You're not considering any of that, but you're considering that, you know what? It don't matter.
That's right.
But what matters is Jesus.
But you know what's also awesome? You know, and I believe the rest of that passage says, if you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for Christ, you'll save it. And the thing is what so many people don't understand is they think, oh, if I don't do what I want to do and I do what Christ wants me to do, they think that they're going to be missing out. But really, they are. When we do what Christ wants us to do, it blesses us beyond measure, more than we could have ever been blessed by doing what we selfishly wanted to do.
Well, I agree totally. And we have this idea that if we're doing something for the Lord, it's going to be boring, or it's going to be no fun, or it's just going to be all work. But what ends up happening is when you start walking where God is leading you and where he's putting you, there's a joy that comes. It's unspeakable. There's a expectation of seeing God move in ways that you've never saw before that brings about an anticipation of what's going to happen next. And then it's just like a fulfillment in that.
Yes. And I've got to tell you, and I'm only telling this to bring glory to God because this is so huge, but the other day I have a friend and I knew she needed help and whatnot. And we were at the bell race and the Lord had told me to go up there and take her something. And so I was taking it to her and she was like, oh, I can't take this. And I was like, no. And I said, everything that I have is the Lord's. I said, please, please take this. Like he told me to do this. Anyways, she was overwhelmed and thankful. And she said, there was this lady standing beside her and she said, tell her what you did for me yesterday. Well, this lady that had just met this my friend. This lady that had just met my friend the day before had heard my friend's story, and she told her that it was all from the Lord. She told her that she was going to give her $100,000 to pay off her house. And wow. I'm just telling you right now, like, it was literally undeniably God. I gave her a big hug and told her, thank you for being obedient to the Lord, and thank you for blessing my friend. Like, I was crying. I went up there thinking I was going to do something for the Lord, and I ended up getting blessed. I was crying because I was like, oh, my word. So thankful this lady was going to do this for my friend. I knew my friend had came to the race on a leap of faith. This lady had filled up 2 gas cans to make sure she could make it home. Like, she had came on a leap of faith, and God literally moved mountains for her with using a person she met the day before. I mean, we cannot put a limit on our God.
No, we cannot.
I mean,
we have
and
begin to raise our expectation.
Yes, I mean, he can use anybody. He can use anybody. And the thing is like, you know, this lady, my friend, she was concerned. Her husband's going through a lot of health stuff and just all this stuff. And the Lord knows her heart, and he just took care of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what it's about. God loves us. God will move mountains for us.
Yes. And, you know what?
God is chasing after all of us.
He is. He is. And that is the thing. You know what? Like, he will ask us to step out on the water. But when we do, he is there, and he provides. He provides. He never lacks. And that's another thing, you know, in the kingdom of heaven, he never runs out. We should celebrate our brothers and sisters being blessed. God never runs out.
That's right. And you know what? When we step out on that water, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. Because when we begin to look at the things that don't look like what the world says you can do, then that's when you're going to begin to sink. You keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yes. Yes, because a lot of times what I've seen is the more unlikely it looks in the physical to happen, the more glory God's going to get, because it's going to be undeniably him, and he's going to do it. So it's not going to be by might nor by force. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord, says the Lord of Heaven's Army, Zechariah 4:6. And that is just one of my favorite scriptures, because we know that we serve a God that can do the impossible.
That's right. And if you are listening tonight and you know what, you've not experienced that impossible, well, we want to pray for you. We want you to know that God loves you. He wants to meet you right where you're at. We don't know what miracle it is that you need. We don't know what it is that your family is going through. We don't know where you're at in your finances. But we want to encourage you tonight that God has a good plan for you. And so, Tara, if you would be willing to just pray for our listeners that, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, people say I have a testimony, and then they hear someone's testimony, they're like, I don't have a testimony. Well, guess what? That some people, I feel like there's some people that they've just not seen God move in those ways.
Yeah.
And it's time. It's time. It's time to widen and broaden your expectation. And so, Tara, would you be willing to just pray for our listeners that might be experiencing that?
Yes, and I will say one other thing. You know, I know that so many of us have been through so much trauma and so much fire that we think, can things stay good? Can things be good? And I just want to tell you, I just feel right now that the Lord wants me to tell you that he wants to take you to better places. He wants to take mm-hmm. you to the land flowing with milk and honey. And that's not saying that everything will be perfect all the time, but he wants to take you higher with him and deeper in him. And he wants, you know, he wants you to live a blessed life. And he wants the best for you. And so, yes, we'll just go in prayer and Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just lift up all of your children tonight that have listened to this. And Father God, I just pray that every lie that the enemy tries to shoot at them has to be turned around and shot back in the enemy's camp with the blood of Jesus on it. I pray, Father God, that your children will know your truth, will hold on to your truth, and will stand firm on your promises. For we know that your word never returns void. Father God, I want to thank you, for I know that you want to provide for each and every one of us. And so, Father God, I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know how you're going to do it. But God, I want to thank you, for I know that you're going to do it. For you never run out, and you know your children's hearts. Father God, I pray for everyone that wants it, and I just pray that you will give them a heart like you and a heart more for you in every moment. Lord, please just baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire more every moment. Father, help us to just be hotter than blue fire for you, God. Help us to be hotter than the hottest fire for you. Lord, help us to just be so on fire for you that anybody that's even around us, that they will feel your presence and it will point them straight to you and they will want more of you. And Father, your word says that if you sinful men know how to give a gift to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And Father God, we know that Jesus Christ is the anointed one. And so we thank you, for we believe right now that you are breaking every yoke off of your children that have had heavy things on them. We just thank you, for we believe that you are breaking every yoke in Jesus' name. We believe that you are setting captives free tonight in Jesus' name. We believe, Father, that you are going to do the impossible for your children. I don't even know right now why I'm feeling this, but there is somebody that I believe is needing help with a vehicle, and I just believe with all my heart that God knows, and he's going to provide in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for that, Father God. I just want to thank you for that. And, oh, my word, I just feel like it's like this, like, maroon vehicle. I forgot the word on the vehicle, but if it's you, you can reach out to me. Anyways. Oh, my word. And so I just believe God's going to do a work for you vehicle-wise. And, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for reaching your people. I want to thank you for being big enough to use each and every one of us. Lord, I pray that you encourage every single person to know that that through you they are worthy, and to give them the courage and the boldness through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to tell their story. Because if you can do it for me, you can do it for them. If you can do it for them, you can do it for me. And it gives people hope, Father God. And so I ask, God, that through you, they will know that they are worthy to tell their story, to help bring people freedom through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just give you all the honor, glory, praise, and thanks. We just plead the blood of Jesus over all of your children. And thank you for protecting us. Thank you for our inheritance with you, Father God. And thank you, Father, for you have seated us with you in the heavenly realms as well. And we thank you for blessing us with the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions in the name of Jesus, that you have made us the head and not the tail, that you have set us above and not beneath. We thank you, God, for you have given us the authority, Father, to rule and reign with you. We give you all the honor, glory, praise, and thanks. And just thank you, Father, for this. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And so I just really hope this encourages our listeners. But I tell you one thing, I'm encouraged. I feel ministered to. I feel like you have just poured into me, into my life. And that is something that makes me want to even go even closer to the Lord. Okay, what else, Lord, can I, what else can I do for you, Father? And Lord, you know, scripture, show me your word, what it is that you said, you know, that you would have for us to do. And so I'm so thankful that I had you on the show, and what an encouragement you are just to me. And I know if you're encouraging me, you've got to be encouraging these listeners. And so, with that being said, you said that some of the things that you said, that if that applied to any of our listeners, that they could reach out to you. What are the ways that they can reach out to you?
So probably on Facebook through Messenger would probably be the best bet. And it's just going to be TaraCarr. So it's just going to be under Tara Carr. And on my profile picture, it's going to be me with a horse. And so you could definitely reach out to me there. And anyways, I just... I believe with all my heart that the Lord was just praying through me a while ago. And anyways, if that, I just believe that God's going to make sure that person hears it. And if it's you, I hope that you reach out, because it's also encouraging, you know, to just for extra confirmation. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because we want to know, we need to know. We strive to listen to the Holy Spirit, and we strive to say what He wants us to say. And so that would in turn bless us that, you know, hey, that was me, you know, and I just want to thank you for praying for me. And you can even email me as well. If you go to SundayNightLive.org, if you can scroll on down that page, there is a place where it says email Natalie. Just click on that. Email me. We would love to hear from you. I can get you in contact with Ms. Carr here, and if you're not able to find her on Facebook. But don't do nothing. And go out and take what you have received tonight and believe it, and tell somebody. Tell somebody what God is doing in your life.
Yes, yes. Tell somebody.
That's right, that's right. And that's what it's about. It's about telling somebody. It's about going about loving those that, whether they're lovable or not, we're going to go out and we're going to love them. And I do like what you said that, you know, there are some people that we just should not spend our time with. You know, I think about this circle. I've heard an analogy, and it was quite some time ago, and so I'm maybe not quite getting it right, but hopefully I can get my point across. But if you think about this circle, and it has different levels in the circle, you know, you got a small circle and then it goes bigger and then it goes bigger. And so if you can think about that, somewhat of a bullseye, I guess, maybe, but if you can think about that and you've got your little circle, okay, those are going to be the people that you're going to spend most of your time with that know you, know your heart. They know some of your deepest secrets. They know, you know, they're the ones that you're going to go to for an encouragement, for a prayer, for, you know, if you need to go and confess something, you know, you've got that little circle. Then you've got another circle, and then you've got where it's not quite that way. You know, you don't have that same relationship with them. Your friends, you see them often. You might even go to lunch once in a while, or you may see them at church, and there's a friendship there, but it's not quite the little circle. And then you've got another circle, and that's the people that you just kind of see as an acquaintance every once in a while. You know, but you have to watch who you allow to cross those lines in your life.
Yes. So the Lord just had one thing on my heart for closing, and Ecclesiastes 7:4 says, a wise person thinks a lot about death, while a fool only thinks about having a good time. And so just knowing that there's only one door, there's only one gate, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. And, I just want to encourage you today that if you've never thought about what happens after death, to know that we're not promised tomorrow, and we want to make heaven crowded. And that's not to instill fear whatsoever. The only thing we should fear is the Lord in a good way, in a reverence kind of way of knowing how big He is. But you need to have confidence to know where you're going, to know where you're going.
That's right. And so if the Lord is leading you this way, Tara, then maybe we should go ahead and offer, you know, is there anybody out there that would like to just, you know, pray with us tonight and just accepting the Lord? And so, Tara, I'll just turn this over to you. And you know, what would you have to these people that say that, you know what, I'm ready. I want to go to heaven. I want to be with Jesus. And maybe you could lead them in the prayer, salvation of prayer.
Yeah, we'll just do that right now because, I think that's where the Lord's going with this. So anyway, so if you have never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, I just encourage you to pray with me right now and just repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Please forgive me for my sins.
I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life.
I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life.
I know that I am nothing without you.
I know that I am nothing without you.
But I know that through you I can do all things.
But I know that through you I can do all things.
And I want to know you, Lord.
I want to know you, Lord.
I want you to take my life and make it yours.
I want you to take my life and make it yours.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And so we just want to tell you, congratulations. You're now in the family of God. And now, and if this was you, and this is the first time that you've ever prayed that prayer of salvation, we would love to hear from you as well. You can either contact Tara on Facebook or you can email me again, like we talked about earlier. But now it's time. You've received the Lord, and it's time to grow in your relationship. And so we just encourage you to go and get your Bible or get a Bible and just start reading in the book of John and seeing what God, and as you read, ask God, what are you trying to tell me in the scripture? And listen to what he says, and I believe God is going to speak to you and show you.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yes. And so what a great thing to, and you know, one of the things that we do at our church, we sing Happy Birthday, because what does it say is that our spirit is made new. We're reborn in our spirit. And so it's a form of a birthday. And so we say Happy Birthday to you. Happy spiritual
happy
birthday to you.
Yes. I love that.
Yes. And so we, you know, we sometimes sing Happy Birthday, but God loves you. And he wants good things for you. And if you'll look up John 10:10, it says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come. He's talking about God, Jesus. He has come that you may have life to the full till it overflows.
Amen.
And so if you're not living that life and you feel like you're living a life that is full of steal, kill, and destroy, then, it, you know who it's coming from and know who you need to go to in order to experience that life of abundance.
Yes.
Yes. You know, it makes me think about that scripture. You know, we always hear it right around Thanksgiving time, but it says be thankful in all things. And I love that because, you know, it says be thankful in all things. It doesn't say be thankful for all things.
Yeah.
And so basically, whatever it is that you're going through, you can be thankful to God, that who he is, that he loves you, and he's going to get you through. And you can be thankful in that. You're not being thankful for it. And you can walk in peace. And
yes,
that's what God wants for us, is to have that peace and that fullness and joy.
Yes. Yes. That is right.
Yes. And so on that note, Tara, I think we are about out of time tonight. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to our listeners, let our listeners hear before we sign off for the night?
Man, the only thing I can think of is just finish. Don't quit. Like, finish what God has for you to do, because he wants to start a new thing and have you finish that as well. He wants to take you from glory to glory. So don't quit. Just finish. Finish, because if you quit, you're going to have to start over. So finish the race.
That's right. That's right. So don't quit. Keep going. And just know that God loves you and he wants good things for you. And as you are facing your evening tonight, we just pray that you have a sweet, sound sleep. And we just pray for you throughout this week that you are blessed and that you receive from the Lord and you hear from him and he shows you just how much he really does love you. And then as he shows you that, then you've spread that love onto the other people that are around you.
Yes.
Yes. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and say good night, everybody. And I'll be back next week.
Good night, everybody.
The preceding program has been recorded live and is presented by Tape Delay.